Dr. Bill Crawford here, psychologist, speaker, author of 4 books, host of 2 PBS specials. Here today to bring you another tip on how to help you create the life you want. How to bring more clarity, confidence, and creativity to everything you do. Today I want to talk about change, specifically how to change your mind, change your brain, and change your life. Now a lot of people say, well, Bill, really? Can we really change our brain? I think the answer is yes. Matter of fact, I think what is going on is we are changing our brain, molding our brain in some way, every moment of our lives. You see, every time we think something or do something or feel something, we create and or reinforce what's called a neural pathway in our brain. And a neural pathway in our brain is kind of like a field of grain. If you go through that field once, you maybe walk through it or drive through it, it's going to be hard to find that pathway again. But if you go down that road again and again and again and again, that road becomes wide, well-worn, easy to find, and easy to go down. So what we have in our life is a lot of old neural pathways that may not be serving us. We all have triggers in our life that in the past have triggered our stress, frustration, anxiety, resentment, anger, annoyance, depression, whatever. Those exist as old neural pathways in our brain. Now, it's not about getting rid of those, because when you try to get rid of an old habit, what you're thinking about is the habit and you're worrying about the habit. If I don't get rid of this habit, bad things will happen. That's stress and worry and fear. And if you've watched my videos, you know we can't deal with stress and worry and fear from stress and worry and fear. That's all brainstem stuff. What we want to do is train this middle part of the brain, the part of the brain that acts as a scanner, processor, or router, that limbic system part of our brain, to interpret data in such a way that it sends it up to the neocortex. That's where we have access to our interpersonal skills and our problem-solving skills, and our clarity, confidence, creativity, compassion, flexibility, our ability to nurture ourselves and others. All that comes from that upper 80% of the brain. In order to have the limbic system send the data up to the neocortex, we've got to create these new neural pathways that go up there and reinforce them. They become wide and well-worn. That's how we change our brain. But before we do that, we've got to change our mind. We've got to get really clear who we want to be and how we want to be versus what we don't want. Who am I when I'm clear, confident, and creative? How do I interact with people? What's my body language like? What's my voice like? Who am I when I'm being compassionate? Who am I when I'm being patient? Who am I when I'm being flexible? Who am I when I'm being clear and confident? We've got to get clear about that. And then we got to imagine dealing with these situations, being in these situations in this new way. Now, the good news is we're doing all of this in our imagination, and we have complete control over our imagination. The good news is also the brain really doesn't make a distinction between a real and an imagined event. In my seminars, I talk to people about holding a lemon and imagining cutting it in half and seeing the shiny yellow pulp of the lemon and smelling the lemon juice and finally taking a big bite out of their lemon. Everybody goes, oh, you see, it creates a chemical reaction in our body. Now, they know they're not interacting. They're not really biting into the lemon. But the body thinks it is, the brain thinks it is, and therefore it creates a neural pathway. Now, if you've never bitten into a lemon, you might not have that response because you don't know what it feels like. You would have no old neural pathway about what it feels like to bite into a lemon. However, most of us have had that experience on one level or another. We've got that neural pathway, so that all we have to do is think about it, and we go down it again. What I think we want to do is, again, create these new neural pathways, change our mind to what we want versus what we don't want, get clear about who we are, and then imagine being this way, clear, confident, creative, compassionate, in these situations. Will we ever deal with traffic again? Will we ever deal with difficult people again, or tests, or difficult situations? Of course. So what we want to do is get clear about who we are. That's changing our mind. And then we change our brain by imagining bringing these qualities and characteristics to these situations. Once we can do it in our imagination, we go into traffic practicing being this way. We deal with difficult people practicing being this way. We deal with tests and difficult situations practicing defining who we are versus being defined by or being made to feel a certain way by these old triggers. That begins to change our brain, and that begins to change our life because now our experience of life becomes more purposeful. We are now defining who we are versus being made to feel a certain way by old situations and old neural pathways. We're creating these new neural pathways, and we want to do that until they become the dominant neural pathway, the habit. And they say it only takes 21 days to change a habit. Now, the idea that we're going to be interacting this way, all those new ways in these old situations, in 21 days feels a little ambitious, but how about 2 months or 4 months or 6 months? Do we plan on being alive 6 months from now? If so, wouldn't it be great if this were our new habit? In order to do that, we change our mind, we change our brain by creating these new neural pathways. This changes our life. Now, this is what I do. I go around the world teaching people how to do this, how to change the chemical makeup of their body, how to access very specific parts of the brain by knowing how the brain works and becoming influential in that process. If you want me to come to your organization, teach you and your people how to do this, that's what I love to do. All you got to do is go to my website, BillCrawfordPhD.com, or just Google Bill Crawford. I'll come up on the first page. Hit the contact button, let me know what you're interested in, and I'd love to talk with you about that. And if you're liking these videos, please hit the like button and share them with your friends. Google and Facebook, they pay a lot of attention to how many people like their videos and how many people share their videos. Plus, hey, could be some wonderful thing for your friends. They might call you up and thank you for that. I hope you're finding these videos valuable. I'm having a wonderful time bringing them to you, and what I want you to do is to be able to use them in a way that changes your mind, changes your brain, changes your life. In the meantime, here is to you, bringing more clarity, confidence, and creativity to everything you do, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.